The First American Mardi Gras by Harlow,
Cecilia,
Lily,
Zai,
and Tasia.
The First American Mardi Gras took place on March 3rd, 1699, a day after the French explorers Ivanville and Bienville landed in what is now Louisiana.
Hey, Belle, I think I see them. Yep, them funny-looking people in the weird costumes.
It would be rude not to go over there and introduce ourselves to them. Welcome. My name is Belle, and over there, that's my brother, Beau. We had heard you just got in from France, so we wanted to check in. What are your names?
My name is Pierre Le Monde in Ivanville. I am a ship captain and serve from my homeland, France.
And I am Bienville, sent by our king to fetch land for him to spread our colony.
Do you perhaps know a good place to stay the night?
You can come stay with us, and if you don't mind me asking, why do you have all these decorations and food?
I am glad you asked. Tomorrow is a sacred and religious holiday for our country. It is Fat Tuesday. We eat meat, cheese, and fruit because on Ash Wednesday we go many weeks of fasting and only eating fish.
Well, it looks like we are here.
So, tell us more about this holiday. Mardi Gras?
Yes, the best holiday of the year. We light up lights everywhere and we make these delicious cakes called king cakes.
King cakes? Could we make one?
That would be fun. Bienville, do you still have the cake pan your aunt gave you before you left?
Yes, let me go get it from one of the bags.
Ivanville rushed in the kitchen, wanting to show Beau and Belle the pan and a plastic baby.
Okay, I get the pan, but what's with the baby?
It's a Mardi Gras tradition to bake a small plastic baby into the cake, and whoever gets a slice with the baby in it, they have to host the next party.
One of my favorite parts about Mardi Gras is baking the king cake.
The new friends started to make the king cake. It took a long time for the cake to bake until it eventually finished.
Let's see who gets the baby. Looks like it's you, Bienville.
That is one good cake.
Well, we should probably get to bed, because we have a long day tomorrow.
They all went to bed quietly and peacefully, until Ivanville and Bienville woke up with a rush.
Party time! Bienville, get the lights and decorations from the bag. I'll get the masks.
What is all this ruckus?
Don't be so grumpy, Beau. Today is Fat Tuesday. It is time to party all day.
Don't worry. We made sure to put all the lights and decorations up, and we made you a mask.
Oh, well, that was very kind of you to do that, but we don't celebrate this all day.
What is going on down here?
Don't worry, Belle. We are just decorating for Fat Tuesday. We already made the king cake, and we made you a mask, too.
Now I have one question. Is there music involved in this?
Of course. We just dance, sing, and eat the whole day.
Well, in that case, let me get out my fiddle.
The four friends danced around the house while Beau was playing the fiddle, and while the two French explorers explained all their traditions. Soon the whole town was dancing, playing fiddles, and eating king cake.
Now let me give a toast to the wonderful people in this town. My fellow traveler and I give our thanks, especially to our new friends, Beau and Belle.
We have decided to name this point Point du Mardi Gras, in honor of the first Mardi Gras ever held in this new land. We are forever grateful to the people of this town, and we will tell stories of our fun times when we return back to France.
The day ended when everyone returned to their home around 3 a.m., including Beau and Belle.
We will always remember Mardi Gras and celebrate it every year in honor of our French friends.
We will miss you both.
They never did see each other again, but Beau and Belle decided to carry on the tradition, and ever since March 3rd, 1699, Mardi Gras has been celebrated all over the U.S. and even the world. It ended up spreading to Brazil, Italy, and even Canada. And it's all thanks to the four friends that brought everyone together at Point du Mardi Gras.